Grateful to hear the words of God today, and we have different verses from the Bible to help us to understand the meaning of baptism. And we've been enjoying the time studying God's word together, all of those who are being baptized today in the last month or so, and enjoyed learning about baptism and the meaning of it. I'd like to share all of these things, or just some of the things, actually, with all of you today, and we're going to look at the verses that we have heard a little bit more closely. And I also said, because for the sake of the time for the baptism today, this is going to be a shorter message. So I just want to say to you, don't get used to it. It's a special sermon for a baptism service. It's a very joyful time as we look at these words of God to help us to be appreciating our own baptism in God and our own belief in God. And if you have someone near to you that doesn't understand English as well, you can feel free to help them along with the translation, okay? We'll help one another today with this message time. So first of all, baptism is a sacrament of God's grace, right? And we see in the scripture there before you, see Ephesians 2:8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God. And so this is very important for all of us, and one of the big things about baptism is that we are humbling ourselves before God, right? It's a big day for each one of those who are being baptized, but it's not so much about us as it's about God. We are coming together to rejoice in the grace of God together. It's the name of our church. And what a wonderful name for a church, right? To be reminded through our church name that it is by grace we have been saved. Through faith, we believe in Jesus Christ. Yes, God calls us to this faith, but it is His grace. And grace we understand as being undeserved favor. It's something that we don't deserve, but God gives it to us, right? We were learning about the prodigal son who ran away from his father, taking his inheritance and really insulting his parents for having taken that inheritance. And he goes away and he spends all of the money on wine, women, and song. And he has no money left. And he doesn't know what he's going to do. He's eating things that aren't even fit for pigs. And he doesn't know what to do, and so he goes and says, I'm going to go back home, and maybe my father will receive me back home as a servant, as one of his servants. I can just go back there, and maybe my father will, you know, let me at least be there, and then I can eat something that is good. And on the way home, he's walking, and his father runs to him when he sees him coming back, and he embraces him with great joy. And he welcomes back home as his son, who was dead but was alive, was lost but found. And that is grace. Undeserved favor. A son who has insulted and done wrong to his family is received into the loving arms of his father, and he throws a party. And that's the way we have with God. It's the grace of God who welcomes us into His arms when we recognize that we've sinned against Him, and He celebrates. All of heaven celebrates when we come home to Him, and that is what He's calling all of us to do. Is he calling you today? Have you been away from Him? Is He calling you back into His loving arms? You can trust that His grace is ready for you. And so all of the things that we do today in baptism are a reminder of God's grace. He loves us, and He has these great things for us. Secondly, baptism signifies union with Christ. Union with Christ, unity with Christ. And we read in Romans 6:3-4 again, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism unto death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And here we have an excellent example of what you're going to see here today, right? When the each one comes to be baptized. They'll step into this baptismal tub, right? And then they are going to be dunked under the water, signifying that they are dying with Christ. Their old man, their old woman is dead, and they're raised with Christ out of that water into newness of life. And that is exactly what we read here, that we too might walk in newness of life. Jesus died and was buried, and he rose from the dead, and he brings us new life. And we're born anew, we're born again into the body of Christ, and we are one with Christ in that. And so we really think of it that way. That old me that you used to know, it's not there anymore. Now I'm new. I'm a child of God. I'm one with Christ, and I want to live as he lives, and I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. And all of these things are given to us in union with Christ. What a great Savior. Third, baptism signifies the forgiveness of sins. The forgiveness of sins. In Acts 2:38, Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And the forgiveness of the sins was exactly what was at hand in that example of the prodigal son. His father forgave him. Powerful moment where a son has done his father wrong, and he comes and he grabs him and he loves him and he says, "You're home. You're home with me. I was so worried about you. I thought you were gone." Welcome back into the fold of the family of God. It's amazing, isn't it? Praise God. Amen. Our sins are forgiven. Our sins are forgiven. We continue on in our lives. And when we sin again against God, we can trust that God is going to forgive us for those sins that we've done. So baptism signifies the forgiveness of sins. We are washed through the blood of Jesus Christ. Washed through the blood of Jesus Christ. The water is a symbol of that, of cleaning us, but it is really through the blood of Christ that we are forgiven of our sins. So therefore, if you have not been baptized, I urge you to believe in Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, just as Peter said, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Don't delay. We do not know how long we will be in this world. We do not know how many days or even how many minutes we have. And why would we want to delay such a beautiful thing as being received back into the Father's arms, back into a relationship that was broken by sin? Give your life to Christ. And baptism, lastly, signifies the gift of the Holy Spirit. And what a powerful point this is, right? The Holy Spirit, Peter said, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. It's a gift, right? And that gift that we have been given is a tremendous one. It fills us with power and joy. It fills us with the strength to be able to fight against sin and to follow Jesus, right? It empowers us and brings us from the deadness that we have in our sins and brings us into life. Right? And that's what God gives to us when we're baptized. I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And John the Baptist spoke these words and said, I baptize you for repentance. I'm a man and I'm doing that so that you will go to God, that you will return to God. But Jesus is coming after me and he's mightier than I. And that is what we say, guys, and Celine, when we follow Jesus. You are mightier than I. Amen? You are mightier than I. I am your servant. I am your child. I follow you. I listen to your voice because I know in you is everlasting life. And you gave your life for me. And so I belong to you. I follow you. I belong to you, right? You are mightier than I. I'm not worthy to carry your sandals, but you choose me as your child. You receive me back into the fold as your child. What a beautiful, beautiful thing it is to be saved and to have God come into our lives in this way. And so he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. And that is the fire of God's Holy Spirit living in you, right? We were talking about this in our last class, that Jesus came, died, rose again, ascended into heaven. He sent through the Father, right, the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit came in Pentecost and lives in us, and lives in us. And it's the power of God at work in all of us. And we want to be able to share that good news with other people, right? So in the church, right, in the church, we practice these things. We know these things. We are the body of Christ. And so the baptism is also an initiation into the church of Christ, right? It is an initiation into the church of Christ. We are the body of Christ, and we all have been given gifts by the Holy Spirit, right, to practice those gifts in the church, but also outside the church, to spread the gospel, to tell people, who knows whether one of you will be a pastor one day? Who knows? Who knows what God is going to do with your life? He has great things in mind for you, right? And not only these wonderful people who are being baptized, but each one of you, what is God doing in your life? How is he going to use you with the gifts that he has given to you? Great things to be done in this world. Hallelujah. It's great to be a Christian because we know that we've been given gifts to be able to help others, not just thinking about ourselves, but doing what Jesus says. And that's the last point that I want to make today. I read a wonderful book by a guy named John Comer, and he has 3 points that I want to give to each one of you who are being baptized today. They're very easy to remember, and I never mentioned this to you, so you got something new today. But it's the same thing we've been talking about, okay? First, be with Jesus. Be with Jesus. Can we say that? Be with Jesus. Yeah. Are you with him? Be with Jesus. Secondly, become like him. Become like him. Let's say that together. Become like him. And third, do as he did. Do as he did. Yeah, amen. So be with Jesus. Become like him and do as he did. And I pray that God will bless your lives with the Holy Spirit, that you will serve him the rest of your lives, that you will be his light to darkness, bringing goodness and mercy and God's grace into the lives of those around you. And again, I want to challenge you to share this day with at least one person who does not know God, that does not know Christ, that they will know that you have taken this step in your life, that your witness will begin with those who are close to you, so that they will know there's a new life that is in you and you want to share with them. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this special day, and we thank you, Lord, that you love us. We thank you, God, that we all were prodigal sons and daughters, and you received us back when we came to you. You forgave our sins, and you gave us new life. You're throwing a party in heaven now for these young people who are giving their lives to you, and we thank you, Father, for that joy that we have in knowing that you are our God. We pray, Lord, now as they take this step, that they will be filled with the Spirit of God, that they will be your light, that they will go out from this place, new creatures that are created, Lord, to serve you and to let other people know about the hope that you have given to them. They have been given a gift. Help them to live thankful lives that are going to be thanking you in the way that they think, thanking you in the way that they act, thanking you in every aspect of what they do, because you have given them this gift of grace, this grace, Lord, that forgives their sins and gives them eternal life. And so we just pray for your blessing upon them now, and we pray for your blessing upon the rest of this service. We praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name.